Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. Today, we have an absolutely outstanding episode prepared for you. Today, we're going to be talking about a couple things that I love to do, some hobbies of mine. We'll be talking about cooking and also some gift-giving ideas for those that are important to you in your life. You know, a lot of us as gentlemen sometimes shy away from getting in the kitchen and really exploring and discovering new flavors, and perhaps you're not even familiar with cooking at all, but after listening to today's show, I'm sure you will be very excited to jump into the kitchen and impressed on what you can come up with. Also, we'll be talking to an entrepreneur that started a subscription business that really caters to guys that need to give a gift to their loved one. And a lot of us like to get out and have date nights and things like that, but sometimes it's cool to stay in. And this product is the perfect gift for that perfect somebody in your life if you'd like to stay in and have a great night together and really get some engaging conversation going and have a little fun with your significant other. Also, there's some discount codes along the way. If you listen to the show, you'll be able to save some money on these products and also have an opportunity to have the style tip of the week, where we're talking about steaming your clothes versus ironing them, and also some encouragement during these winter months as we go into this. You're probably going to need to be upbuilt and uplifted, so Darius will drop in as well. It's a great episode, and we're glad you came along for the ride. We want to say thank you by giving you an opportunity to get our free ebook, The Life of a Gentleman. Simply go to thelifeofagent.com, download your free copy of the book, The Life of a Gentleman. That's your gift just for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to the show today. We thank you, and guys, let's get the show started.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Well, gentlemen, it's that time of year again where we spend a little bit more time at home and in the house, especially if you're in the Midwest like I am. You know, I want to get out of the cold, and one of my favorite hobbies is to get in the kitchen and to do some cooking. And I'm tired of cooking the same old thing, and that's why I wanted to bring on a special guest today that's going to open up our taste buds and our minds to a whole new world of spices and flavors. I have the pleasure of welcoming to the show Justin from Piquant Post. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rich. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to introducing Piquant Post and just sharing my love of food more generally with your audience.
Yeah, definitely. You know, cooking is so fun, and we were talking a little bit beforehand, and you mentioned how much you are into food, and so why don't you go ahead and let everybody know what the business is, who you are, and a little bit about your background.
Absolutely, would love to. So I'm Justin Ashton. I'm the founder of Piquant Post, which is a monthly subscription service where we send freshly ground spice blends and globally inspired recipes that are developed by chefs in a monthly subscription box. And for those folks that aren't really familiar with subscription boxes, and many of your audience probably have heard of meal kit companies, what we really offer is the experience of a meal kit, which is step-by-step recipes, as well as the discovery of new ideas, new flavors from around the world. We do so at a very reasonable price point. Our whole goal is to get folks back in the kitchen and trying new, interesting experiences at home. You probably have tried in restaurants, but just never knew how to connect the dots in your own kitchen.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, a lot of us go in our kitchen cabinets, and sure, we've got salt, pepper, and oregano, and maybe some cayenne pepper, but that's about it. So you're opening up a whole new world of flavors to us. Is that the idea?
That's right. As we go and experience food in restaurants, and I'll take a step back and just kind of explain, you know, the genesis of the concept, because I think it'll connect the dots for folks. You know, we all have spices in our life. most of us have kitchen cabinets that are full of, you know, various jars, sometimes a few, sometimes a lot. We don't know how old they are. They tend to get stale in there. Sometimes you're sitting on the shelf for years. And at the same time, we're going out to restaurants for a nice meal. And increasingly, one of the biggest trends in food, both in restaurants as well as food that we're seeing, you know, in the grocery store, is the incorporation of global flavors. This is one of the mega trends right now in food, and it kind of represents the shrinking of the world as we experience new cultures, we have new immigrants to our communities. You get the benefit of experiencing the foods that they bring with them. You know, one of the major drivers is that, especially with younger folks, millennial generation, even Gen X, we've grown up with that experience for the most part, and we're increasingly seeking it out. And so what Pecan Post was designed to do was to make that experience easier at home, to incorporate those global flavors in our own cooking. And I'd be happy to share some of the background about, you know, how I came up with the concept, because it was born out of my own frustration.
Yeah, definitely. I'm curious.
So my background is that I had lived abroad for about 6 years, both serving with the military overseas as well as traveling quite a bit and studying abroad. And in that time, I had the opportunity to visit over 80 countries, you know, mostly as a tourist, and really developed my love of exploring other cultures and, of course, when you're abroad, getting to experience their food. But when I came back home, I realized that I could get some of these flavors in restaurants, and I was seeing more and more of a fusion of flavors in restaurants. But at the same time, I was experiencing frustration and trying to actually cook some of those flavors and recipes at home. It just took a lot of time trying to curate recipes from online searches and then actually trying to find the spices, the individual unique or exotic ingredients was a tremendous challenge. And so I'm just one of those people that likes to cook, and I kind of pushed through it and began curating my own spices and my shelf and at home. But I realized there might be an opportunity to make that so much easier for other folks. And so that's really how Pecan Post started.
Your passion basically turned into a way to make profits, which is something that we talk about on this show from time to time. We encourage guys to get into entrepreneurship, and if they're passionate about something, that they can turn into a business. So you're a living testament that you've done just that. That's got to feel good in itself, because you're surrounding yourself and doing something that you really love. So what's that experience been like?
Absolutely. Well, number one, I do consider myself a serial entrepreneur. It's a career path that I've taken, you know, since leaving the military. So this is not my first venture. But, you know, for folks that are considering taking a passion and taking it to market, I think that's a great starting point for many successful businesses. And I think a lot of businesses start with personal frustrations. Hey, the world could be better if I did something differently or I made something easier for myself. And then finding out if other people have those same problems, and then creating a business around it. And so that's really what Pecan Post is. I wanted to solve a problem for myself. And then I began testing the concept with friends and family and other folks, and realized that, hey, this actually is one of the bigger trends. I might be at the leading edge of it, but, you know, I know how to create a small business, and then let's go test it on the market, because ultimately, you know, the world is full of good ideas, but until you go out and get other people to pay money for your product or service, you don't really know. You know, it's really a hypothesis. You don't really know if it's going to be a successful business. So absolutely, I think it feels great to go out and launch a product and take, you know, an idea. And certainly if we have time on this podcast, we could talk about some of the steps that I might recommend for other folks who are interested in taking those baby steps towards entrepreneurship, because it in a way, it really does resonate with, I think, the theme of with your website and your podcast, which is, you know, men kind of, you know, taking a strategic and holistic view of their life, whether it's style and fashion, or in this particular case, food. You know, just taking control and making their life better.
Yeah, definitely. I like that, and it's great that you can really speak to that. And it lets guys know that it is possible, you know, they can make it happen. But before we go too far into that, you know, with Pecan Post, you guys have freshly ground small batch spice blends that you're sending out to people. And I'm curious, what makes these spices superior to what we have in the grocery store, or, like you said, maybe the items that we have already in our cabinets at home?
Yes, that is really the ultimate question that, you know, people need to ask about our product. I mean, number one, we can all get spices in our supermarkets, and you know, there's a reason that the store shelves are full of those. You know, they're easy to grab and take. But the problem is with especially the spices in jars that sit in a supermarket, the supply chain for those means that from the time that they're ground into the spice to the time that you're actually using it can be well over a year and sometimes longer. Oftentimes those bottles will sit in a warehouse before getting to a distribution center and then ultimately on the store shelf for many months. And then finally, once we open them, we may use them a couple times and then stick the jar back in the shelf. So freshness is the number one reason why I think our spice blends are superior. I mean, it really does mean a superior taste, and all of our customers notice the difference because they're recently and freshly ground, and that makes all the difference in the world. And then number two, it's really about discovery. Our service doesn't just send you a jar of cayenne pepper that you can go buy in the supermarket. Not at all. In fact, what we're doing is creating unique recipes and then leveraging a lot of the global flavors and sometimes creating very unique spice blends that don't even exist anywhere else. And so what that does is it allows people to think about, hey, what am I going to eat for dinner tonight? They can pick up one of our recipe cards that, you know, was in the subscription box and one of the spice packets and go, wow, I can make this jerk chicken. I've had that in a restaurant and I've never made that. Allowing people to do that in no more time than it takes to barbecue normal chicken really creates a fun and elevated experience.
Yeah, no, that does sound fun. I want to just clarify things for people who are listening. When somebody signs up for Piquant Post and it comes to the house, are all the spices different, or is it just one theme meal for the month, or are there different spices where I can make a few different meals? I'm just curious, and also if there is one that I just fall in love with, how can I get more of it?
Yeah, those are great questions. The answer to the first question is each month we have a new theme, and we'll send four spice blends and four recipe cards. There's also digital recipes on our website that people can go to with kind of more notes and more information, as well as some alternate ideas for how to use that spice blend. For example, this month we just revealed our November box, and it was a Thanksgiving theme, which is appropriate. But really, it was a reimagination of classic Thanksgiving dishes. Since most of us are going to be tasked with participating in the kitchen in some form or fashion, we wanted to send out to our subscribers some unique ideas to take classic ingredients or classic flavors and add a global twist. So for example, you know, one of the dishes is a green bean dish, but because we're all tired of the soggy, bland green beans that have passed through our tables over the years, we reimagined that and created a French-inspired herb blend that you can make a really good shallot vinaigrette with. You toss it with, you know, perfectly cooked green beans, and you have a very different experience and really a hit dish. It only takes 15 minutes. That's just one example of many. So last month, we actually served up a Jamaican theme. That's why I referenced jerk chicken, because jerk is one of the primary seasonings in Jamaica, and frankly, one of the most popular seasonings in the world. We came up with a really great, you know, fresh jerk seasoning that allows people to make, say, like a barbecue or even an oven version. Jerk is very versatile. You can use it in, you know, not only grilled meats, but, you know, fish, even stews. It's a phenomenal spice blend. You know, it starts with, we send ideas for how to use it. Folks that already kind of know how to cook, or maybe want to substitute in their own ideas or ingredients, we offer up ideas for how to do that. And certainly most of the spice blends are very flexible in how you use them.
All right, perfect. So all we have to do is just kind of have our normal staples like chicken or different vegetables that we normally have, and this spice blends that you send out along with the recipes are going to kick it up a notch, as Emeril would say.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key tenets of our service is that we want to make these really kind of great tasting, mouth-watering meals approachable, even though they have some global flavors. So all of the ingredients are going to be standard supermarket ingredients. You know, on occasion we do offer an option, especially with Asian cuisine, where everyone can get soy sauce, but maybe not everyone's tried fish sauce. We do offer that because it offers a unique taste, but it is optional. So, and most people can order that kind of stuff through Amazon.
Sure.
And get it in 2 days. It's much easier to make those types of dishes. But at the end of the day, it's got to be approachable and easy. Otherwise, it's, you know, we're not adding value.
Yeah, no, this makes total sense. I like it because you're really getting to taste, you know, flavors from around the world. Like you said, you go to a restaurant. I'm pretty adventurous when I go out. I'll try anything new. But to do that at home is really cool. And to bring that to my family as well and let them have the opportunity to experience that, I like that also. So if there is one in particular, you know, my favorite vegetable is the green bean. So my ears perked up when you said that. Let's say I really like that spice pack and the vinaigrette that you mentioned. Is there a way to get more of that? How would we go about that? That's something that I'm curious about.
Yes, in fact, it's very timely. You know, we're a startup company. We've only been around for 10 months. And so our very first service, you know, we launched what we call a minimum viable product, which means not all the bells and whistles and features that a big company might have. And so we didn't offer the ability to reorder until just now. Just started testing that with our existing subscribers. And that's really the most requested feature, if you will, is, hey, I tried something I like, I want to get more. Especially because a lot of our spice blends are unique. You won't find them anywhere else. So we are in the midst of launching the ability to reorder any of our old spices. And the very first way we'll offer that is monthly subscribers. And that's the key to start. They've got to be active subscribers. You can order up to 2 each month of any previous spice blends, and they will be included in the exact shipment every month with no extra shipping charge.
Oh, nice.
And each of those reorder packs will only be $2, which, you know, makes it very reasonable.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, I was thinking that because, you know, you mentioned these spices are very unique and original, and if you find something that you like, you're going to want more of it, and so this is a great opportunity to make that happen. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know the social media platforms that you're on so that they can check it out and get in touch with you all, because I had a chance to do that, and some of the pictures of the recipes that you put up on there were really mouthwatering. So let everyone know how they can get in touch with you all.
Absolutely. So the primary social channels that we're engaged on right now are going to be Instagram and Twitter to a lesser extent. That's one of our kind of major goals for 2018 is to ramp up our social presence. But Instagram is the first place I would look. Facebook would be second and Twitter third. And basically what we do is we'll post a lot of the unique recipes and other ideas. We're creating concepts, maybe alternate ideas for how to use those spice blends. And of course you can search us out at Peek and Post. So pretty simple, and just use our company name, you'll find it.
All right, that sounds good. So everybody, you have to check this out. I mean, like they said, right on the website, it says a world of flavor delivered to you, and that's what we want as gentlemen. We want to broaden our horizons, and thank you, Justin, for coming on and letting us know about your company and how we can get in touch with spices and flavors from all around the world. We certainly appreciate your time on The Life of a Gentleman.
Absolutely, and I agree. It's so important for, you know, a gentlemanly type person today to really understand what's going on in the world, not only, you know, the news, but some of the trends and flavors. And certainly through our service, folks will learn all kinds of new flavors that they'll start seeing in restaurants that they never saw before because they didn't know what it was. So the extent we can help people eat well and get healthier by cooking their own food, that's really our mission. So thanks again for the opportunity, Rich. Really appreciate it. And we're going to offer a promo code for your audience that'll be good through the end of the year, especially as we start thinking about the holiday season. I think it'll be, you know, a great gift, whether or not for yourself or, you know, your family, and you get the benefit of eating these great flavors. But we'll provide you with a promo code that you can use to get 20% off any order.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, we really appreciate that. We'll make everybody aware of it. Is the code good to go now?
It is live now, and the code is HB, so Hotel Bravo 2020.
Definitely, we'll do that. Guys, take advantage of this to make a great gift, like Justin said, for yourself or somebody that you love. Justin, thank you again for your time. We certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Rich, and happy holidays, everyone.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Life, Gentlemen. My name is Dennis. I'm here to let you guys know Style Tip of the Week. So let's get to it. Now today, guys, we're going to be talking about what to use to maintain your clothes crisp and clean. Do you want to go with a conventional iron or you want to go with a steamer? See, that's a tough one there, because the steamer kind of gives it a better look, but then the iron is more conventional. You're able to use it on the go. You know, not the thing with the steamer is you're going to have to wait 10 to 15 minutes for it to get a little warmed up. Who knows if somebody has that kind of time? That's why the irons are perfect. You just turn it on. It takes about 2 minutes. The key here, guys, is stop adding water to your iron. Use like a little pump where you can just drizzle the water into your pans. Now, like a little bottle, empty bottle, add water to it, spray it on, you're good to go. Adding water inside the iron is no way to iron your clothes.
Wow, Dennis, I didn't realize that myself. Could you actually explain to us why that's a negative?
Think about it. How many times, Rich, have you started ironing and all of a sudden a bunch of water just drips down onto your garment?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've had that happen tons of times.
You just want a little drizzle. That's what it's for. Just spray it on a little bit and iron it. And the iron's a lot better. If it does, I don't understand why they have, you know, features where you're able to put water. I guess for people that, guys that don't care, just go, come on, let's add this water, warm it up, and let's just iron my clothes. Remember, guys, we talked about the grease thing on our last episode. So this is kind of like an easier way for you to go around that grease and make sure it's nice and straight.
Yeah, that was a great tip right there, because, man, I've been guilty of that water leakage situation so many times.
Oh my goodness.
And then you find yourself ironing over the wet spot over and over just to get it to dry out, because you don't want to walk out the house.
I know what you're talking about.
Totally wet, you know? But you know what happens when you do that too with your iron? It's messing up the fabric and the fibers of the clothing. You're going over it that many times. So there is like check one for advantage steamer, but the iron is way more convenient. And I think with your tip with just having the water bottle, you're in business.
Exactly, because you only need a small amount of water, really, to kind of balance the warmth and have a little bit of moist to it. You don't need a bunch of that. You're not using all that water inside that iron.
No, I think irons just put that on there to see who can have the most features and you know, sell new irons and say, we've got more features, because you got the mist feature, the spray out feature, which you really don't need if you just have a water bottle.
Exactly. Now, what about you? You like the steamer? Because, you know, the steamers, they're perfect, man. Once you need steamer suit, it just comes out way different, man.
Yeah, I like what you just said there. You need the steamer for a suit jacket. If anybody has ever had their suit get wrinkled up and you didn't have time to get to the dry cleaners, or you're out of town and you try to iron a suit, you got to be like an Einstein to figure out how to do that. And I just have not been able to do it. So that's where the steamer, I think, comes
in. Especially
in
the sleeves.
Yeah, the sleeves. It's nearly impossible to do that without ruining the look or putting a new crease in there that looks odd and it's, everybody knows it's not supposed to be there.
Also, that steamer actually works for ties great, because how many times have you tried to iron your tie with an iron and it just wrinkles up and you think, oh my God, I think I messed it up.
I was just about to say, ironing a tie is basically, you're just asking to wrinkle that thing up. So that's another great advantage for the steamer. You know, it looks like we got a lot of advantages going for the steamer, but then some for the iron too. So I'm thinking that people need both.
Yeah, let's just do both. If you need to go out to wear nice, or you need to steam your blazers, all your sports coats, all your outerwear, Rich, you need to use a steamer for that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, iron, you know, in the morning, quick, hit the pants real quick with the spray bottle. I like that. Now, how about travel on vacation? You go to a hotel, and the hotel, for some reason, doesn't have an iron, or they've got some rusty iron on there.
Yeah, pretty much the rusty one.
You get those stains on your clothes. They're never coming out. So how about the old shower trick? Have you ever used that?
No, what's that about?
Turn on the water, scalding hot in the shower, and hang up your shirt or your suit in the bathroom and close the door, and you just made a steamer for free.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to try that.
Yeah, you can hang the shirt right over the shower rack. I mean, not so that your stuff gets wet, but just turn on the shower as hot as possible. Hey, it's not your water, right? And
exactly. You're not paying for the hot water.
Steam up that bathroom as much as you can and watch the wrinkles fall out. If you're in a pinch, you can do that.
Yeah, it's a great tip for Rich. Well, either that or just buy a travel small-size iron of your own.
Yeah, even better right there. So.
But, you know, like they say, man, before you travel, have all your jackets steamed in a garbage bag and then carry them in, on your own. That obviously you're not going to carry them in a suitcase. Carry it with you.
Like you said, just use a garment bag, and then if you have more than one thing in there, like a shirt and jackets, you know, what I like to do is save the plastic from the dry cleaner, and you put that over top of each garment, and it protects it from getting wrinkles, and it only makes sense that, you know, the dry cleaner uses it, so why shouldn't you?
Exactly. So keep in mind, guys, use a little bit of everything, kind of like what me and Rich are trying to emphasize. So if you need to iron your jeans, obviously go with a conventional iron. Pretty much try to hang most of your clothes. That's the only advice I could give you. Except, obviously, t-shirts or denim, tank tops, socks.
That makes perfect sense. Hey, where can everybody follow you so they can see some of the style in action? And then also, if they have questions, they can reach out and get in touch.
All right, guys, check me out. Dennis_styles on Instagram. And catch me again next week. I'll be on again, another fashion tip of the week.
Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, SEASON. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, SEASON, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Hey guys, you know on The Life of a Gentleman podcast, we've been bringing you brand owners from lots of different brands that I think you're really going to enjoy. And today we have a special guest because we haven't had someone come on with a business idea that is perfect for guys in this way. And when you see what I'm talking about, it's all going to click for you. Today we have the pleasure of welcoming in Brian from Unbox Love. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we are glad that you are joining us and we could connect with you. You know, we usually have a lot of fashion brands on, some lifestyle brands, and this aligns perfectly with our show because guys are always looking for the perfect gift to give or a way to enhance their own lifestyle. So go ahead and tell us, what is Unbox Love and exactly who is it for?
That's a great question. Unbox Love is a date in a box delivered right to your door. You know, it's designed for couples that have trouble finding time for each other, have trouble coming up with fun things to do together. You know, movie nights, dinner nights, they can only go so far. What's crazy is 70% of our customers are females. They go to the site, they sign up because they want this. And our 30% customers who are males, their wives or their girlfriends absolutely love the fact that their significant other took the time to find this and purchase it with the idea of connecting with them. So that's why it's right up your alley.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. I mean, sometimes as guys, we have a hard time trying to figure out something new. Like you said, dinner and the movies, that gets kind of old after a while. So this really sounds perfect. So, you know, this sounds like a great thing for guys, but I'm just wondering, you know, who are your customers exactly?
Yeah, interesting. We literally have couples who are in college, and we have customers who are grandparents. But having said that, the majority of our customers are couples who are engaged or couples who have been married for less than 15 years. They're right in that zone where, you know, they've been together long enough, but they're having a hard time kind of coming up with new things to spark their relationship and keep it moving forward, especially after you're married for a while. You know, you got to work at it. And so this makes it easy.
Yeah, I could see that. I've been married myself for about 16 years, and, you know, after a while, you run out of ideas. So something like this would be perfect, you know, for a guy like me to implement. I think it'd be a nice surprise for my wife. She'd probably really enjoy it. Is this how you came up with the idea, or how did the idea come about?
Yeah, we had a couple really good friends of ours. Two guys came up with the idea. Unbox Love is the oldest date subscription company out there. Having said that, it's only 4 years old, but we were the first. When my wife heard the idea these two guys came up with, she smacked me and said, how great would this would have been when our kids were young? A pre-planned date night at home. I couldn't argue with her. But yeah, no, they were really excited. We were excited for them. They opened the business. They posted an article on Reddit, and within a couple hours, they had 300 subscribers, and they had to shut their site off because they didn't know how they were going to fulfill them. So it was,
oh, wow.
It was great. Flash forward a couple years, they were going different directions. They had life happen. So we've decided to purchase it from them. And so we've had Unbox Love for a couple of years, and we've really come a long way since then. We've kind of redesigned the company, and we offer really fun, creative date nights at a really reasonable cost.
Yeah, that's an added bonus, too. It's not going to break the bank. So, you know, sometimes you go to the movies, that alone is, it can get up to about $50 if you get popcorn and a drink, you know?
Yeah, let alone if you go to dinner before the movie. Now you're looking at $100, $150 maybe.
Yeah, no, you're exactly.
And it's the same old thing.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, guys, sometimes we have trouble being more creative. And so this helps. This does the work for us. I'm really loving that aspect of it. How does it work when you get on the website, though? What's the sign-up process like? Let's start there.
Okay, you bet. We've made it very simple. You just go to unboxlove.com. You can click sign up. You can click gift. Just choose a plan. We've got different plans. Obviously, the gift plans or the plans for yourself. You can do monthly. You can do a 3-month and save some money. You can do a 6-month and save a lot of money. You just fill out a form, click submit, and it's done. And awesome date nights show up at your door. Take the hard work out of it. Take the planning out of it. Take the thought out of it. And your significant other will thank you.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm really thinking that a lot of guys need this. And it's great that we're bringing it to their attention because they probably didn't know it was there. You know, sometimes we don't search for this as guys, but now that we know, fellas, we have to get on that website, Unbox Love, and check it out. Now, speaking of Unbox Love, when we open up the box, what will we see? What are some of the items that have been included in the past, and what kind of things do you get with it?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So this is where we've really taken it to a new level. In the early days when our friends were running the business, you know, you might get a puzzle and some popcorn. And, you know, in fact, most date night companies, and we subscribe to them to see what our competition's up to. But that's what they offer, you know, kind of a one-time deal. But not anymore. Our research has shown that couples love getting things that they can use over and over, along with their kind of one-night, one-time activity. So let me give you some specifics. One of our dates featured a silicone microwave popcorn popper, and some really, a variety of really cool Amish country popcorn. There was a game of Shut the Box, which is a fun dice game that you can compete with each other and have a good time, make some bets. There was some lemon lime pomegranate flavoring sachets in there with recipes for great either alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages. There was a game, How Well Do You Know Me game. Really fun, quick game. You can answer, you know, just write down quick answers about each other and just have fun, you know, talking about, hey, how well do you really know me? Couples really enjoyed that. We always include some tips, some recipes. We had tips to have more energy, grandma's grilled pizza. We had a Spotify playlist in there, the best country songs of all time. And then we always try to extend it a little bit. So we had little You've Got Mail cards and sticky notes. And so over the next week, you had to sneak a card either into your, you know, your wife's purse or maybe in her car, maybe stick a sticky note on the mirror. Just those little notes go a long ways to building a relationship. And all of that was in 1 month.
Oh, wow. I thought you were giving an overview of, you know, quite a few months, but to know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Let me keep going. Let me talk about a few others then. That was 1 month. We had an English murder mystery date. It was great. You had some Yorkshire pudding, complete with everything to make that. We had some murder mysteries to solve. We had a Jack the Ripper rummy game, which was really fun. We had Naked Pictionary in there. Now, clothing remove was totally optional. The funny part is the Naked Pictionary is you had invisible pens. It was invisible ink. You had to try to draw an invisible ink, and then your partner got to shine the light to reveal what you drew and guess what you drew. So that was a blast. People really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like that these things are interactive because, you know, we're in a day and age where people are so addicted to technology on their phones, and sometimes, you know, we'll text back and forth with our mate, but I like the fact of going old school a little bit, leaving some notes and doing some things where it forces us to communicate. Has that been some of the feedback you've received? People seem to like that.
Oh, they do. You know, it's a little bit out of your comfort zone, but it's not hard. We make it easy. You know, you can write three lines on there and call it good, and your partner will still love it. Hey, let me give you a couple other examples of some things we've done. We did in the summer, you know, everybody wants to get outside. So we actually did kind of like a camping themed date, which you could do in the backyard, you could do at the park. We included a really fun game called Coop. It's a 1,000-year-old game. It's a lawn game that actually it's at Cabela's right now for $49.99.
Oh, wow.
That was included. Yeah, it's a really fun game. We had marshmallow roasting sticks. We had Smashmallows, which is really high-quality marshmallow with the best s'mores, everything you needed for the best s'mores you've ever had. Mystical fire packets with, if you were somewhere you could make a fire, you'd throw them in, and just such cool flames. We had an indoor scavenger hunt, an outdoor scavenger hunt, different camping recipes, and that was all in 1 month also.
Yeah, I like the theme aspect of it, especially for the summer months. That's perfect.
We also have, you know, things indoors too. We had an Italian vacation theme. Some really great breadsticks with some dipping sauce. We had Italian drinks. We had a scope of card game. Italians have their own deck of cards. They're not like ours. You got that set. We had a wooden puzzle in there, which you could put together and make a trivet. We had a really cool pizza cutter with love on it. We had recipes for gelato, which is a Italian ice cream. And, of course, Spotify playlist, again, with the best songs from Italian singers. So we really try to, you know, tie it all together, have things you can do now, have products that you can use later. And that's why we've had such positive feedback here in the last year.
That makes total sense. And while you're talking, it's funny how we have entrepreneurs on and we can hear the passion in your voice that you have for this service, because it seems like, you know, this is something that you believe in and you should. But what's the best part for you of being in this business?
Oh man, there's so many good things about it. And it's not the money, trust me. But one of the cool things is we test products. My wife and I get to test products, and we have our friends test them. And it's a total team approach. We find things that couples in the U.S. will really enjoy. The second thing, we used to outsource our packing. Just weren't happy with the quality, so we brought that all in-house, and our whole family's involved in curating, preparing the boxes, and it's a ton of work, but we're teaching our daughters how to work hard with pride in what they're doing, so that's fun. And third, I'd say the feedback we're getting, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that story that you just told. I can relate. You know, I have my children help me with the packaging and things like that, just different aspects of the business, and showing them, you know, what good old-fashioned hard work can accomplish, and doing that as a family, that's got to be special, building a lot of memories, for sure.
Oh, it is great. It is. They'll bring up, oh, remember when we were packing that date? Or I'll share with them some feedback that we've got from a customer, and they just beam with pride. And I was part of that, you know. I helped make them have a great night together. That's really rewarding for all of us.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. That's a great aspect of entrepreneurship. You know, if you wouldn't mind, just give some real basic advice. It doesn't have to be anything real high level, but if somebody out there is listening, because we talk up entrepreneurship a lot, and maybe they have an idea they've been sitting on, what would you tell them?
Man, go for it, I would say. You don't know all the answers, and that's okay, because there's people out there that can help you, and you can figure it out, but you can't figure it out if you don't try and you don't start. That's how we've approached this business. Hey, we had some growing pains early. Our dates weren't very good, and our customers let us know. And we went to work on figuring out, hey, what do you want? What do you like? What should these look like? And we feel like we've got a pretty good handle on it now. So, hey, there will be growing pains. There will be bumps in the road, but don't let it stop you from pursuing your dream. If you have a good idea, go for it.
I like that. That's perfect advice. You know, sometimes we overthink things. People get, you know, paralysis by analysis, overthinking everything, trying to plan it all out for the perfect time. And that perfect time may never come. So just go ahead and dive in.
All right.
Yeah, get started, right?
Yeah, perfect time's today. There's no better time than right now.
I like that. Yeah, that's the spirit right there. Hey, Brian, before we close out the interview, do us a favor. If people want to connect with you all and kind of see some of the things, maybe behind the scenes, get to know you on social media, let us know how they can connect. And then also remind us one last time of the website where we can go and get signed up so we can spice up our love life a little bit.
Yeah, you bet. I'm glad you asked about social media. We've had some responses here just in this last month. I just want to share a few with you. I've got guys, people from North Carolina, Florida, and Texas. I'll just do the last three I've got.
Sure.
One, this is Allison from Raleigh, said, I purchased Unbox as a wedding gift, and the bride and groom said it was the best thing they received. That was pretty neat.
Wow.
Cameron from Bradenton, Florida, said, we've been receiving Unbox Love dates for a year now, and I don't know how they do it. Every month is totally different and fun. And in fact, we've had customers all 4 years that are still with us, so that's pretty neat. A lot of subscription companies, you know, customers sign up and then quit, and we've got a lot of loyal customers. We appreciate them. Third one, Braxton from Dallas, Texas, said, boy, was my wife surprised when our first Unbox Love box showed up. That was a good night, and she is still thanking me for signing us up. And I think that's right in your demographic, I think. Your guys would understand how much their wife will appreciate it. I think that'll go a long way in their relationship.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's so important in this day and age to make sure that your relationship is strong and rock solid, because we spend a lot of time apart from each other. But, man, having something like this in our monthly, you know, routine would be perfect. So I'm definitely encouraging everybody listening, check out Unbox Love. I think this is something that can strengthen your marriage, strengthen your relationship, and be a lot of fun at the same time. Right, Brian?
Oh, you bet. So unboxlove.com, or on Instagram, Twitter, all the social media channels. Come check us out and send us an email. We'll be happy to do whatever we can to help your relationship grow.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and talking with us, and we certainly appreciate it.
Now, it's time for the Business Minute. He started working in his family business when he was 15 years old, started a swanky coffee shop in his early 20s, branched off into real estate, owns a commercial cleaning business, and is an entrepreneur through and through. Darius, what gems can you drop today?
Today, I want to talk about facing challenges. No doubt, we've all come up with different challenges that we have to face. We have to have, as gentlemen, the right mindset to face those challenges. So I'm going to dive into a little bit of what I have found and others have found to be successful in facing the everyday challenges that we face. It could apply to either business or even family or friends, but we're all going to face different challenges, and we need to know how to get into the right mindset to take those on.
Yeah, that's definitely something we need, man. I'm all ears.
So my first point is, when you initially take on a challenge, the first thing you should do is take a time out. Don't react right then to it. If it falls in your lap and you're like, oh man, this is going to be something that I'm really going to have to tackle. It might be an uphill battle, might be a challenge with a coworker, or a challenge in your business that's going to be maybe a confrontation. Take a time out and a deep breath and really get into the right mindset. We've talked about it on the show before, but by now you're probably feeding yourself with positive thoughts. This would be a great time to take a time out, read something positive, take a deep breath, and just really prepare yourself to take on this challenge the right way. The second point, write down all the options that you're going to need to take on this challenge. You know, write down the next 5 to 10 steps that's going to take you to perhaps overcome this challenge. You know, one, this is how I could approach this person. Two, maybe I just send an email. Three, and just keep going down the list, and then find your top 3 solutions, and then pick one, and then get it done. The other point I like that I have found successful in facing challenges is, and this is probably the most important, if a particular challenge cannot be solved, let it go. And this is the toughest thing, especially for us that are wired for business, wired for success. We want to think that we could break through every ceiling. If something is just impossible to overcome, sometimes we have to let it go. It might be a vendor, for example, that we really want to be part of our product, but they're not wanting to buy at a reasonable price. They're not working with us at all. Sometimes instead of beating your head against that door, you have to let it go. And again, I think this is the toughest one. I know for me it has been. I've had several clients come across in my business where I really wanted to keep them on. They wanted a price that I could not agree with, and I kept trying to, you know, get them to see things my way, but it just wasn't working, and I ended up spending my wills and wasting a lot of time. So my point in this, and probably again one of my most important ones, is don't waste your time trying to solve something that cannot be fixed. You have to learn to let it go and just move on.
That's a good one, because I definitely see how that can happen sometimes, and you can sometimes feel like a failure. So how do you overcome that feeling that comes over you?
You have to look at it like, move on to the next thing. And that's a great point, Richard. But you have to be able to just move on to the next thing. Remember, overall, and again, we've talked about this before, but it's all connected, right? So it goes back to looking at this in the long term. You're not going to win every fight. You're not going to win every game. But at the same time, you just have to look at the big picture and move on. Don't get stuck in a challenge. again, this subject for me is huge because I know several people that have faced challenges, and it's all about success is not about having to face challenges or not, because we're going to. It's how you react to them and how you can get through them. So again, when you're facing a challenge, first, take a timeout. Deep breath. Get into the right mindset to take on the challenge, because if you jump right to it, a lot of times we'll think emotionally. Maybe we've all been there. We might fire off an email that we really didn't mean to send or react a certain way emotionally. Take a deep breath and time out so that does not happen. Number two, list your options out. It's very good to sit there, and sometimes you can come up with a list of 30 different ways to solve a problem that you didn't even think of before, all because you're taking the time to write out the list. And number three, don't waste your time trying to solve an unsolvable challenge. Move on if you have to.
Man, Darius, we really appreciate these. And every week, it seems like you got a new subject for us. How do you keep coming up with these?
Well, it can be a challenge, but I write them down. No, honestly, in business, I've had the privilege of talking and working with you and other very successful businessmen. And as we network and we get to know each other, a lot of these subjects just come up. And we all kind of brainstorm on how we've overcome different things, and I'm happy to share it with those gentlemen out there as well, so together we can all find success.
Sounds good. We're looking forward to next week when you got some more tips for us. That's going to do it for another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast, and I want to send a special thank you to our guest today. We had two special guests. We had Justin from Pick and Post, and don't forget to use that discount code HB20. That gets you 20% off. And they have the best and most flavorful spices and blends from all around the world, so you're able to really season up your food and taste that restaurant quality experience right in your own home. Also, to go along with that, another great entrepreneur that we had on was Brian from Unbox Love. We appreciated hearing his story. And also, I think this makes a great gift for somebody in your life, and also this can enhance yours as well, because it's something you can enjoy together with your significant other. So definitely check out Unbox Love as well. Shout out to Darius and also Dennis for dropping by with the information this week. And also a big thank you to our producer, Deandra Marie. She does an excellent job for us every week, making sure that everything is on point for the show. Again, we'd like to just say thank you and ask a favor. If you could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? By doing that, each week you'd get a new episode directly to your mobile device and you wouldn't miss a thing. And we are going to continue to keep bringing you discount codes, interviews with entrepreneurs from fashion, business, lifestyle, all kinds of brands. And definitely next week, you don't want to miss the show. We have something very exciting coming up. So tune in, see what that is. And guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.